and welcome to an abbreviated, but it is still the American pregame show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. I am downtown Allie Burroughs, and you are listening to the pregame show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. And we've got a barn burner for you tonight. For this is our one time in the year when we are going to honor our girls JV, just as we did with the boys when they played Shawano. Our girls JV team tonight is going to be honored as they host the Medford Raiders. And we will be back with more with our lineups after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com. And welcome back to the end of our American pregame show from the Westside Market broadcast booth for the JV Medford Raiders. Bull, a freshman, Decker, a sophomore, Paisley and Zawacki, freshman, Richter, a freshman, Schellinger, a freshman, and Shore, a freshman, Semrau, also a freshman, one junior, Belk, and Kampfhammer, a sophomore, Kamalue is also a junior, and Ratcliffe, a sophomore. For your Blue Jays out there, Lonsdorf as a sophomore, Lutzky, sophomore, freshman Conehorst, Kurtzhals, Olson, as we're getting ready for the jump. And the Blue Jays tip it, but picking it up for the Raiders is Reed. Reed to right side. There's a jumper inside the three-point line. Nothing but air. Rebound comes down for the Blue Jays. Conehorst, and ball's knocked out of bounds. So this is our JV coverage. We're pleased to be giving you. Varsity coverage will follow. Teske, also a freshman out there. Schultz, a sophomore. Wykes, a sophomore. Blue Jays get it to steal. Going down for the layup, putting it up, and down is Kurtzhals, the freshman. Down to the other end. Driving in for the Raiders. Tough teams here, both out hot high. Raiders down, and putting it down is Semrau driving the layup. Blue Jays, there's another layup, and putting it down nicely is Amelies, the freshman. And there's a ball knocked out of bounds. Rail and Amelies complete the roster for the Blue Jays. So the Blue Jays up 4-2, 15 minutes even on a Dragon Daggers and games clock. Inbound, Raiders facing full court pressure. Trying to get it up. And across the 10-second line, bringing across for the Raiders is Semrau. She gets it on the left side wing to Reed. Check that. Zawacki. We've got two number 12s out there, Reed and Zawacki, so I'm not sure which it is. Top of the key, extended, going down the right side there for the Blue Jays is Schultz. Looking to drive, Lutzky. Top of the key, Olsen. Right wing. There it is to Olsen. Nice down low. Tried to throw the pass and stepping out of bounds for the Raiders, I think, was Richter. So inbound Olsen, baseline right. In there. Oh, knocked away by the Raiders. And then tried to tie it up in the backcourt, going for it. And the Blue Jays get it back. Clean play. Just above the free throw line, Decker outside. Schultz misses the three. Too long from the left wing. Raiders running right into the double team, but quick court pass. And Zawacki, I think it is. Two number 12s, as I said. Raiders left wing trying to penetrate Semrau. There's a three-point shot from Zawacki or Reed, rebound comes down, going down. Oh, Olsen's layup too short. Raiders get the rebound. 13:34, Dragons, Daggers at games clock. 4-2 for the Raiders. Driving the lane, puts it up, no good, and unable to save it. There on the baseline was Semrau. And checking in for the Blue Jays right now, Brooklyn Teske. Nominal pressure for the Raiders. Lutzky gets it to Olsen on the right wing. Konar's inside, and they're getting hammered. Was Lutzky, and she will go to the Aspirus Health free throw line. 13:17 left. First personal, first team foul, and that will be on Richter. Putting up the first. Oh, the rim gods were unkind on that one to her. Went down a little bit and came out. So Kylie Lutzky, the sophomore, shooting two. And she gets the roll on that one. So the Blue Jays are up 5-2 now. Full court pressure. Trying to work her way out of the corner and getting it up is Semrau. Semrau traveled, no call. Driving, kicking it out. Semrau for three from the left side. No good. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Blue Jay ball. 13:01 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and games clock. There's an inbounds pass all the way up. Oh, knocked away. Tried to get it across court from Lonsdorf to Teske, but picked off as cutting the passing lane there was either Semrau or Zawacki. There it is, down, and there's going to be the foul, even though she had her arm straight up in the air, and that's going to be on Schultz. First personal, first team, and going to the free throw line, shooting two will be freshman Trista Shore. Shore puts up the first, and it's off. So neither team had any success from the free throw line yet. 12:48 on a Dragons, Daggers, and games clock. And there's the second. And off the side there, too. First to the right, then to the left. Raiders get the rebound, though, and now trying to throw it into the backcourt. And that's going to be over and back because there was no touch by the Blue Jays. So with 12:39 left, Schultz gets the inbounds on the far side from Conehorst. He's shut off out high. Driving down the right side is Teske. Teske leaves it for Conehorst. Conehorst loses it on the pass. Picking it up there, Zawacki. Oh, nice steal. Clean steal. Lutzky takes it right away as she goes up for the shot. Now she's over trapped in the corner. Gets it to Schultz. Schultz drives the left side. And it's going to be a foul on Bull, her first personal, second team foul. Oh, okay, that'll be on Lonsdorf. Sorry about that. They went number three. She set up a moving screen. Blue Jays get it, and Schultz on the steal puts up the bucket. So it's two Blue Jay team fouls now going down the other end, knocking it away. Fine defensive play from the back. Is poked it away, was Lutzky, but it'll be baseline left for the Raiders. Blue Jays up 7-2, 11:54 left on our first half. Dragons and Daggers game clock. And there, knocked away, putting up the shot, no good. Schultz gets the rebound. Might have been a foul call there. So Blue Jays have two team fouls, one for the Raiders. Into the forecourt, left side for Blue Jays. Over on the right side, down high. Oh, look at that nice move. And she's going to draw the foul. Getting it in the lane and driving down was Alexis Lonsdorf. She has been doing some suiting up for the varsity as well, she and Ava Schultz. So Lonsdorf will go to the Spiris Hill free throw line, shooting two. Blue Jays up 7-2. That's a rainbow. And she gets it off the board and down, just like she practices it. 2-for-3 for the Spiris Hill free throw line for the Blue Jays. That one's going to bring rain. Puts up the second. And there's another rainmaker, and that misses everything. So the Blue Jays are up 8-2, 11:34 left in the first half, and the Raiders are taking a 30-second timeout. We will as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball Junior Varsity Style on WJMT and WJMTFM.com. And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs. We are giving you WJMT's first JV girls coverage of the year. We did it for the boys. Raiders, oh, they're going deep. Down to the other end. And, oh, getting that touch foul is Conehorst, and putting it down for the Raiders is Semrau. Semrau's got four now and a possibility to go for a three-point play. So Raiders are Blue Jays up 8-4, 11:32 left, and again off the front. And it'll be the Blue Jays ball knocked out of bounds by the Raiders. So the Raiders are 0-for-3 from the free throw line, and the Blue Jays 2-for-4. Full court pressure, getting it in. Gets to Olsen, bringing it across the 10-second line. And over on the right side, Lutzky. Lutzky back to Olsen. Top of the key extended. Over on the right side, driving in, Lutzky. Back to Olsen. Up high, Lonsdorf. Right wing, Teske. Teske drives and draws the foul. And that will be on Bull now. That is her first and the team's second. Blue Jays will inbound baseline right. Well, now they're saying three fouls each way, so somewhere along the line, I missed one. Blue Jays. Uh-oh, that's going out and trying to save it. Yep, getting to it just in time before half court. Now it's knocked over by the Raiders. Trying to pick it up was Teske. Now on the left side, there goes Semrau. Check that, Zawacki. And now there goes Semrau. And that's going to be a foul. That'll be her second personal, fourth team foul. Picking up that foul is Konehorst. Checking in now for the Blue Jays is Tenley Wykes. Inbounds. She's wearing a brace on that left knee. She's out covering on the right side. Shore. Perimeter work right now. There it goes down in the post. No good. The rim gods were unkind on that one. But getting her own rebound is Shore. There's the outside three. No good. Rebound comes down, though, to Bull. Now driving all unmolested and putting it down. All six Raider points belong to Lexi Semrau. Now Tenley Wykes into the forecourt. Olsen west side. Top of the key extended. There it is. Low post or high post. Kicked out. Up. Knocked away. But Olsen gets it back. Check that. That's Lutzky gets it back. Now everybody's in the corner and they're going to call for a jump. At 9:49 left in the first half, Blue Jays up 8-6. Coming back in is Shulton coming in for the Raiders. Adriana Radcliffe, the sophomore. And she's got the height and the size to really make it hard on the Raiders. And they're going in too hard off the glass. Was Teske, but she had Radcliffe right in her face. Tight defense, Zawacki on the left side to Richter. Shore tries to drive, shut off. Left side, there's Semrau. Semrau loses it. Schultz gets it. Knocked away by Schultz. 9:22 left. Schultz on the right wing. There it is, going inside, back out to Schultz. Showed for three, no. And bully it down, a nice tie up there. The shortest player out there, Lutzky, with the tallest player, Radcliffe, for the Raiders, and the Raiders will get the ball, but the Blue Jays are going full court press. Wykes is out there trying to cover Shore. Oh, and that was a hard floor hit for Lutzky. And that will be the fifth team foul, her first personal fifth team foul for the Blue Jays as the Raiders get it into the forecourt finally. On the left side there, Zawacki driving. There's Semrau again, and Semrau gets it. She's got eight, and the Blue Jays have eight. Raiders going full court press here into Lutzky. Back to Teske. Lutzky to Teske. Out at the volleyball line. Teske's looking, throws it high post. Now back to Olsen, up off of Wykes' hands, and the Blue Jays turn it over with 8:35 left of the first. Dragons, daggers, and gates. Oh, there it is again. The long opportunity, and putting it down is for the Raiders is Shore, and the Blue Jays are taking a timeout. We will as well. Medford up 10-8. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com. And coming out of the timeout, Blue Jays down high post. Nah, losing the ball again and trying to dribble it. And it'll be a jump ball call as diving in after it for the Blue Jays was Teske, but losing it high was Emily's. And the Blue Jays get it back. Wykes, Teske, there she is, high post again, kicks it out. Schultz thinks about the three. There it is. Oh, the rim gods blocked that one. Emily's put it up nicely from the baseline left and just didn't quite have enough oomph. 8:01 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. 10-8. 6-0 run, if I've got it right here, for the Raiders. In the low post, looking, gets it down underneath. Emily's got it to Olsen. There's the three. Oh, too long and off the glass. Rebound comes down. Wykes drives. Emily's high post, right side, Olsen. Olsen puts up the three, misses everything, but picking it up there on the baseline is Teske. Teske gets it out front to Schultz. Schultz underneath, and there it is. Yeah! Lutzky from a baseline jumper, and she has got three. Tied at 10. 7:25 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. In the first half, you're listening to Blue Jay special JV coverage of our girls tonight. Down low, there's the basket. No good, rebound. Grabbing it both was Semrau and Amelie's. And there's the baseline inbound out to Shore. Shore drives, kicks it out. There's the cut underneath. No good, rebound put up. As putting it off too high was Richter. Raiders get the rebound, and either Zawacki or Reed, we're not sure which number 12 it is. Out front, left wing now. Semrau intercepted, going to the corner. Lead pass, Schultz. Schultz got three to beat. Goes down and too strong off the glass, but that will be a foul on. We'll see if it's Zawacki. And that's her second. So there was my missing foul. Four on her team fouls on the Raiders, five on the Blue Jays. Tied at 10, 6:40 left. Schultz puts up the first and misses. She's got a bucket already. And coming in back in for the Blue Jays is Olsen. And going out after fine effort is Teske. Schultz shooting the back half of two. And didn't get to roll. The rim gods are being unkind tonight. 2 for 6 for the Blue Jays. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Blue Jay ball. And inbounding a baseline left for the Blue Jays will be Brooklyn Teske, the freshman. 6:38 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. We're tied at 10. Checking in for the Raiders is Peyton Belk. She is a junior. Inbound right underneath and knocked away by the Raiders, but stepping on the end line there was Richter. So the Blue Jays will do it again with 6:36 left on their Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. There it is underneath, kicked out. Wykes out front to Schultz. Schultz on the right side to Olsen. Olsen looks in, tries to get it down to the low post. Wykes tries to save it. It's out of bounds, and it will go over to the Raiders. So the Blue Jays are trying to get some inside-out play, but they're not getting enough spacing for the threes. But they're going full-court press again, trying to go with the home run ball, but it wasn't there this time. And checking in, there's the steal. And trying to put it down for the bucket was Brooklyn Teske. She made the steal from Belk, and Belk's going to pick up her first personal. And that's going to be the fifth team foul on the Raiders. And from the Aspirus Health free throw line, Blue Jays 2 for 6. And make it 2 for 7, a little bit wide, Teske. So the Blue Jays tied at 10, but they've had the opportunities from the free throw line. 0 for 3 for the Raiders, 2 for 7 for the Blue Jays. And we get the roll. Finally, the rim gods were kind. Teske gets a free throw. Inbound, there's into the double team. Back to Zawicki. Zawicki tries to get it up. Belt gets it across. Down on the baseline. Stopping to shoot the short jumper. No good on the jumper from 12 feet out is Richter. Coming down with the rebound. Blue Jays and get it to Olsen. 6 minutes even on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. High post again. Kicked out to Schultz. Emily, she's down in the low post, puts it up and in! She's got four. It was an awkward-looking hook shot, but it went down, and the Blue Jays are up 13-10. And there's a travel in the backcourt. He got it to the big player in Radcliffe. She's the post player. My guess is, that since there's no heights here, she's probably close to 6 foot. And she's a sophomore, so inbounding at baseline left is Olsen. Oh, and it's deflected. And Richter, Richter gets it up to Belke. Belke, left side, three-pointer, no good, airmailed. Didn't hit anything. So the outside hasn't been kind to either team thus far. 5:34 left in the first half on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Remember, this is special JV coverage right here on WJMT and WJMT-FM with varsity coverage to follow. High post again to Amelise. And so again, we have a basket, and I think that was Olsen who got that one. It's 15-10. Raiders right wing. Driving in, kicked out. There's trying to get that jumper from outside was Radcliffe, and there's a foul in the backcourt, and that's going to be on Semrau, and that's the first personal and the sixth team foul. Checking out with a very nice effort in her minutes in there, Emily Amel, and if I'm mispronouncing it, please correct me, Amelise, or if it's Amels, I'll take the correction. But either way, she's got 4 points. Oh, nice give and go. Blocked. That one went in from Lonsdorf. And it was a nice give and go, but the shot was blocked. Raiders trailing by 5:34 left. Kicked out to left wing. Over to right wing to Radcliffe. Radcliffe covered now by Kotzer. Kotzer still giving away about 6 inches. There it is. Oh, that's a trap. Oh boy. We got a we got the ball either way. Checking back in, that was a travel, but they called it a jump ball because the ball was touched, but she traveled first. Bulls back in for the Raiders. 4:14 left on her Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Well, that one was a travel. Olsen, she was looking. She's talking to Lonsdorf. Lonsdorf, she thought, was going to cut to the hoop. So she was looking for the drive and didn't get it. 4:03 left. Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Shore going up and losing it off the end line. Nice defense there. Beating her to the baseline was Mara Kotzer, the freshman. Nope, she didn't beat her. Well, she beat her to the baseline, but they got it back. Raiders inbounds out front to Shore. Shore covered by Kotzer. Right wing over on the right side. Stepping back. No, not putting up the three or the two. Now Shore left side. Out high. Decker. Check that bull. Working the perimeter right now. 3:35 left. Trying to go down low. Ball's knocked away. Turnaround jumper. Air ball coming down with the rebound. Kotzer gets it to Wykes. Wykes to Schultz. Schultz over to Olsen and driving and putting up the one-hander too strong from right to left. But Wykes gets it. There's Schultz for three. Deep, deep rebound. She gets it back. 15-10. 3:13 left. And there's Olsen with another drive and the bucket. And the Blue Jays are up 17-10. Raiders taking timeout. We will as well. You're listening to Blue Jay JV Girls Basketball on WJMT, WJMTFM.com. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring.
Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Greenlawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Greenlawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Make all your special moments a bit more with Northwoods Awards and Engraving. Celebrate your wins with quality trophies, plaques, and medals, custom engraving, and photo plaques. Memorable creations as big as your imagination, built especially for you. Northwoods Awards and Engraving in Tomahawk on Main Street.
Basketball Booster Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Girls Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student athletes on the court and in the classroom. Merrill Girls Boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. 3 minutes left in the JV game. Oh, boy, I thought she had position over the back with the dribble, the Raiders. And now it's knocked away by Schultz, and that still stay Raiders ball with 2:51 left. Blue Jays now on a 9-0 run, I think. It's up 17-10. They were down, well, they were tied at 10, but they were down 10-8. And there's going to be a foul on Olsen. And that will be the sixth team foul as she was playing a little bump and run there just inside the 10-second line with Melanie Richter. Richter on the left side to Zawacki. Down back to Richter, left side. She's dribbling. And now that's going to be thrown. It's kept into the forecourt. But picking it up is Lutzky, there's the shot, no good. But it was a good, she got it down low. Back in for the Blue Jays to Kautzer. 2:20 left, Blue Jays up by 7, and that pass was thrown. They were trying to give and go down low to Shore. And coming back in for the Blue Jays is Brooklyn Teske. So we've got Teske out there with Schultz and Lutzky, and down playing high right now is Kautzer and also Lonsdorf. Lonsdorf gets it wing right, gets it to Lutzky. Schultz, right wing. Oh, she gets down in the low post. Partially blocked shot. Kautzer had the right move, but came up short, and it was blocked. Minute 50 left on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock, and throwing it away is Melanie Richter. Checking in for the Raiders is Mata Decker, the sophomore, and checking in for the Blue Jays, first time is Paige Osness. Ava's going to go out. Of course, Schultz will probably swing up to varsity again tonight, so she's getting a little warm-up action, can only play in the first half if she wants to be available for both varsity halves. Wing left, oh, there's a nice give and go, put it up. And drawing the foul, and that foul is going to be on Decker and going to the Aspirus Health free throw line. Shooting two is Kylie Lutzky. She's 1 for 2. The Blue Jays, 3 for 6, 3 for 8 from the Aspirus Health free throw line. She's shooting 2. And she misses the first. So she's 1 for 3. And that's the seventh team foul. So for the next minute 38, they'll be shooting 1 and 1. 17-10 Blue Jays. There's the second shot off the front of the rim. Now we got another whistle, knocked out of bounds, and it will be Raider ball. So the Blue Jays dropping back. 6 fouls against the Raiders. Spin move. From the, getting out on the right wing to Zawacki. On the right side now, Decker. Decker tries to get it down low, and there's the foul. And that's going to be on Lonsdorf, her second. Merrill's seventh, so it's 1-1 both ways now. And going to the free-throw line for the Raiders is Paisley Reed, and that was a two-shot foul, so Reed misses the first. They are 0-4 from the free-throw line in the first half. Puts up the second, and that one's no good. 0-5. There's a whistle, a jump ball, and it'll belong to the Raiders with a minute 17 left. Baseline right, jump ball call. Inbound, Decker working left. Trying to get a penetration. Turning around the shot, missed everything. Putting that shot up was Decker. And now with 1:04 left, Lutzky on the left side. There it goes down again and drawing the foul, even though she was way outside the block. And that should be on see who that's going to be on. That's going to be on Bull and going to the Spirus Health free throw line. And that one goes off. The Blue Jays now 2-for-11 from the free throw line in the first half. Kautzer misses the first. Was a nice move, but she was a little too far out. And there's the second. And she doesn't get it to go down. Oh, my. 3-for-12. There it goes down low, saving it, putting it down. No good. Rebound. Sure, no good. 45 seconds left. It'll be Blue Jay ball. So the Raiders have not been able to put those balls in from in the paint. 17-10. Lutzky gets it from Teske. Lutzky on the right side. Oops. Lonsdorf didn't step out, and stepping in was Teske, so that one goes out of bounds, a turnover for the Blue Jays. 38.3. They're trying to decide where they want to inbound it. So inbounding it for the Raiders in front of their best is Sowacki. Richter gets tied up and then knocking the ball away and picking it up on the steal is Teske underneath. Oh, too far underneath was Lutzky. She came in for it. 20 seconds left. Blue Jays tight defense. There it is, knocked away. You could see that coming from Teske. And there she goes, going the whole way and then losing it on the baseline is Lonsdorf. And encouragement from JV coach Sam Braun. There's a shot, and finally, and that one's going to be a two-pointer, and that's the end of the half. That one, I think, goes to Bull, but that's going to be the half. And at the half, it is the Blue Jays 17 and the Raiders 12. We'll be back with our Nicolet Bank at the half show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls JV Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Local athletes fueled and ready for victory. Gold medal trailer sales issued.
covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Metal Trailer Sale, where quality meets the road. Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on. H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Since 1966, Chick's Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chick's favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to our Nicolet Bank at the half show. At the half, the Blue Jays are up 17-12. That Lux bucket kind of beat the halftime horn. Teske has had a very nice first half for the Blue Jays, even though only 1-for-2 from the free throw line for a point. And Schult, who, as I said, we will probably see with varsity action as well. She has one bucket and 0-for-2 from the Aspirus Health free throw line. A very nice low post play from Mara Kautzer. 0-for-2 from the free throw line, but some very nice play. And getting a couple of buckets. And again, if any of you know that the pronunciations are wrong and you're listening to me, Amelie's has a pair of buckets, and that gave her 4. The rest of the Blue Jays scoring, I mean, Tenley Wykes did some nice work out there in her minutes as well. She's dealing, recovering, obviously, from a knee injury. Paige Ossness got out there for some work as well. We haven't seen McKaylin and Rail, so she didn't get any minutes in. But 2 buckets for Olson for 4 points, and a bucket and 1-for-4 from the Aspirus Health free throw line, 3 points for Litsky, and 1-for-2 from the free throw line, Aspirus Health. So the Blue Jays got 3-for-12 from the free throw line and 5 two-point buckets for their 17 points. We'll be back with a look at the scoring for the Raiders after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old bunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your project. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new. Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to pick you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wasatch Side.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young Drugstore, where personal service meets small town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long line, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill, 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
Hey, Blue Jays, make your money work for you. With Park City Credit Union's PCCU cash checking, you'll earn 5% APY. That's right, real rewards right back into your pocket. Merrill fans can upgrade to a Blue Jays debit card for just $10, and Park City Credit Union will donate $5 back to Merrill High School. You get rewarded, and so does your school. It's a win-win. Visit Park City Credit Union today to get started. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
And welcome back to the Nicolet Bank at the Half Show. Quick numbers for the Raiders, who are 0 for 5 from the free throw line, putting down a bucket was Bull. 0 for 2 from the free throw line was Zawacki. A bucket and 0 for 2 for the free throw line was Shore. 4 buckets and 0 for 1 from the free throw line for 8 points as Semrau. So overall, 0 for 5 from the free throw line, 6 twos, no threes, and 12 points. We'll be back with second half action after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Basketball on WJMT, WJMTFM.com. And welcome back to the Westside Market Broadcast Booth, downtown Allenbrook. Pleased to be bringing you this extraordinary opportunity to hear your JV players on the girls basketball team. Blue Jays going from left to right as you're watching on the radio. Out there right now at the point is Konehorst, Lonsdorf. Back to Konehorst. Oh, there's going to be a foul. And that's going to be on Bull. That is Bull's third first team foul. She's trying to pass it into the low post. Out there for the Blue Jays also is Olsen, Lutzky, and they're all trying to get it down low to Emily's, but no success there. And the fifth Blue Jay player out there, of course, is Lonsdorf. Down low, Lonsdorf with a nice defensive play, knocked it away, but Raiders get it back. Oh, there was a travel, no call. right wing down low in the paint, putting it down nicely. And we got a injured player for the Raiders throwing something off her hand. There was Richter. Richter put it in about a 10-footer in the lane. That cuts it 17-14, 15-15, and the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. We got a barn burner right now. Driving down for the Blue Jays. Now back high. Amelies kicks it out, driving. Shortest player out there, Lutzky. Lutzky gets it tipped to Konehorse. Konehorse swings it back. Back in the lane. And ball is back to the Raiders. Cross-court pass from left to right, trying to drive. There was Konehorst. Lutzky. Lutzky kicks it out right wing. Lonsdorf for the Arby's three-pointer. No, and there's the foul. Putting it up was Teske, and she'll go to the Aspirus Health free throw line. Second team foul. Let's see who that one's on. And that one's on Richter, her second, team second. And there's a nice free throw for Teske. Brooklyn Teske has 1 for 2 from the Aspirus Health free throw line. The first half puts the first one down and misses the second. So the Blue Jays are now 4 for 14. Blue Jays get the rebound. Teske gets it back. Olsen, right wing, baseline, gets it back to Teske on the wing. Teske drives, loses it, no, kicks it out. There's Lonsdorf for three, and it's off the glass. Lonsdorf. That's one you call off the glass and through the net, and the Blue Jays are up by 7, 21-14. And they're going for the defense and tying it up for the jump ball. Olsen, check that. Teske ties up Richter, and it will still be Medford ball. 14:09 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Inbound. Stepping into backcourt, but she can do that from the side. The ball knocked away, going after is Amelies. Falling down, trying to find a way to pass it out. Down, and there's the bucket again. That's another bucket for Richter. Off the right side in the lane. Now to get down to Amelies. She tries to dribble it, has it knocked away. Ball going all over the place. Another jump ball call, and this one will belong to the Raiders. Fighting with Richter for it was Lutzky. The Blue Jays are up now 21-16, 13:37 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Left wing. Oh, nice try at a give and go. The ball was knocked away. Being bound by Lonsdorf, baseline left. In the box. Kicked in underneath. Oh, too strong off the glass. Clapping her hand. She knew she had it was Amelie's. Just too strong off the glass. And Lonsdorf almost knocks it away from Shore. Baseline right, too short. Shore puts it up. Shore gets it again. No, three in a row. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay. So the Blue Jays haven't been able to control the boards, but the height disadvantage is substantial out there. I mean, right now they've got the shortest player with one of the tallest players, Lutzky, giving everything she's got to Semrau. There it goes down in the post, and there's going to be the foul. It's going to be on Teske, first personal. First team foul of the second half and going to the free throw line where they were 0 for 5 for the first half and 0 for 2 with one bucket is Shore. And she gets the bounce. That wasn't even a roll. That was the bounce. That cuts it to 21-17. Blue Jays were up 17-12 at the half. There's the second, and that one goes down smoothly. So 6-4 here in the second half, cutting the score to 21-18, 12:53 left, Dragons and Daggers games clock. Running the weave right now. Teske gets it to Lonsdorf. Lonsdorf Back deflected to Teske into the double team. And it will stay Blue Jay ball right in front of our Westside Market broadcast booth. Checking out for the Raiders is Schultz, or in, and Conehorse. I think she got hit in the nose. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Blue Jay ball. Conehorse took one right in the schnoz. Down low. There it is, Amelie's. Oh, she tried to do it too far out again. It's a two-shot foul, though. Going right up with the rebound. The shortest player out there, Lutzky. 1-for-4 from the Aspirus Health free throw line in the first half. Blue Jays are 4-for-14. Olsen was 1-for-4. Gets herself set. Bends and puts it up and down. So that makes it 22-18. So Schultz is out there, and Teske, Amelie's, Lonsdorf, and now putting it up. And she misses the second, Lutzky. So the Blue Jays are up 22-18, rebound down to the Raiders. Bringing it across the 10-second line is Semrau. She gets it to Shore. Shore kicks it out. There's a long three-pointer off the rim. Comes back and tried to put the two up. And now going for the jump ball. What a Tolleston showed us, Radcliffe put up about a 14-footer. And checking back in is Wykes, and checking out for the Blue Jays is Teske. So Blue Jays up by 4, 12-13 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock here. Second half, inbound, driving awkwardly, couldn't put the shot down. Another jump ball situation. I'll tell you, again, the tall and the short, and the Blue Jays get it as tying up Shore was, yeah, that's right, Lutzky. She's bringing the ball up for the Raiders. I should say for the Blue Jays. She was looking to go down low. Lonsdorf sets the pick. It's knocked out of bounds by Semrau, and it'll be Blue Jay ball baseline right. 11:57 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Kicked in and being able to save it over and back. Schultz smiles. Just went off her hands. And checking in for the Raiders for the first time. The official says he was snoozing. Missed the over and back. He tells me a thing. Hey, Lonsdorf tries to knock it away. Raiders get it back. In for the first time. There's the foul. It's Kampfhammer. And that one's going to be the third foul on Lonsdorf. Second team foul. And checking back in, and Lonsdorf goes out, and coming in for the Blue Jays is Kautzer. Had some nice minutes in the first half defensively. On the right side, Kampfhammer. Just checked in for the first time. Kampfhammer, I should say. Takes it down low, too strong, no glass baseline. Strong move. The Raiders have a very tall JV team. Here's Wykes. Oh, she gets shut off. There's this off the glass. No good. It's like Schultz, a pass over to Schultz, but it was a shot, and Schultz going to draw the foul, and that, I think, will be the fourth on Bull. And let's see, going over for something medical. Let's see. Yeah, that is the fourth foul on Bull, and going to the Aspirus Health free throw line, checking back in for the Raiders is Decker while they do a little medical on Shore. And so the Blue Jays, 3-for-12 in the first half and 2-for-4 in the second. There's the first, and again off the side for Schultz. 2-for-5 in the second, so 5-for-17 from the Aspirus Health free throw line. We'd have a lot bigger lead if we'd put down some free throws right now. It's up the second, and that misses everything. So 2-for-6 in the second half, 5-for-18, not even 33%. It's a tough night from the free throw line. Schultz out there on the defensive side. On the right side, Kampfhammer. There's a shot, jump shot, no good. Rebound, nice one for Amelie's. The jump shot was from Decker and just off the rim. There's the pass and driving in, and there's going to be a travel on the Blue Jays. Driving from baseline right was Marek Kautzer, the freshman. Very young JV team, four sophomores and the rest freshmen. Raiders bring it into the forecourt on the left side wing. Decker, and the ball's knocked into the backcourt, deflected. And let's see who's going to be. It's going to be Raiders ball. So 10:43 left in the second half on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Special JV coverage as we see the band coming in. Tonight we did one for the boys. We want to honor the girls because we've done some with the wrestling. Haven't been able to with hockey. Oh, there's the foul. No basket. It was a beautiful throw to Kelser. Oh, you should see Schultz pouting right now. And that's going to be the third foul on Richter. And Medford's fifth team foul. Baseline right. Blue Jays lining up all the way at the left side. In. There's the three-pointer. Oh, short. But coming down with it as Weichs, and Weichs puts it gently off the glass. Tenley Weichs for a bucket, and that makes it 24-18. I wish I could say it was a planned pass. Weichs is out there covering Richter. Or check that, covering Decker. There's the three. No good. And putting it down. Kaufhammer can't get it. Back. Blue Jays save it. And it goes back to the Raiders and putting it up, no good. On the right, left side now, Belk. Belk drives, gets shut off. Ball going to go off of Weichs. Went off the hand of Decker. Very nice sportsmanship there right in the middle of the play. Kautzer tries to help her opponent up, Kaufhammer up. 9:50 left on her Dragons, Daggers at Games clock. Blue Jays up. Kaufhammer puts it down from the left. A good give and go. That cuts it to 24-20. Blue Jays up by four, 9:38 left. Dragons and Daggers and Games clock. Kautzer gets it down low to Weichs. Weichs is shot off into the double team and taken away from her by Semrau. Semrau brings it up court. Drives in. Oh, she puts it down. No good. The rim gods were unkind on that one. Kaufhammer, right wing. She's got right in her face and a beautiful deflection by Amelie. Here goes Weichs down. She's pushed. Oh, she goes down hard. That foul's going to be on Decker. That's her second personal, sixth team foul. But the Blue Jays right now, 2 for 6 in the second half, 5 for 18. Weichs with that basket before puts up the free throw, and she gets it. Weichs has got three here in the second half. That makes it 25-20. And I think coming in for the shooter, let's see who's that going to be. And Weichs doesn't have the second one go down. So she's going to be substituted out for the next whistle, and I think that's going to be Olsen coming back in. Three from the left side, no good. That one again went off Richter. And there's one for the way out on the right side. No good. Weichs with the rebound. Gets it to Lutzky. Lutzky's looking deep. Double low post. Lutzky dribbles down to the corner. Gets it to Weichs, wing right. Schultz, top of the key extended. Back to Weichs. Weichs down to Olsen. Back. Oh, she's traveled. So checking back in for the Blue Jays. Olsen, and let's see who's out there. Okay, this is number one. So they had two number 12s. One of them is a number one. I'm going to say this is Reed, who's in there now. So Reed is out there right now. They put a tape over the number 12 and taking it out is Olsen. Boy, she got away with a possible travel, and she puts down the bucket on the steal. So I think I did have it right with Zawacki, and it's Reed whose uniform is taped up. I guess they're short of unis. Oh, nice move, and putting it strong off the glass. Too strong was Belk. And now we got a jump ball situation coming back in for the Blue Jays. is Teske. 27-20 Blue Jays. 8:02 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Trying to inbound it. Goes up high. Kaufhamer on the left side. She's being covered by Kautzer. Now down in the lane. Oh, another rim god save for the Blue Jays. Back on the left side. No good. Rebound. That shot from Decker coming down with the rebound is Teske. Teske pounds the pill. Olsen for three. Too short. Saving it and getting it back is Olsen on the right side. There goes Lutzky. Oh, look at that baseline drive. And she tries to send it down on the baseline over to Kautzer. She's given away 6 inches. And Lutzky just drove down, and it was a nice pass, but unable to hold on to it was Kautzer. 7:25 left, Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Trocking the ball away in the backcourt is Teske. Finally getting it into the forecourt. Semrau. Semrau holds her pivot foot, gets it over to Belk. Belk, three-pointer, Kautzhamer, no good. Rebound Olsen, over to Schultz. Schultz guards it carefully underneath. Stepping back and putting it down beautifully is Teske, and the Raiders are going to take the timeout. Will as well, 29-20, 6:58 left. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
And welcome back out of the timeout. The Raiders trailing 29-20, 6:45 left. Putting up the jumper, too strong there from the foul line was Belk. Raiders tie up again. Kaufhamer, I'll get it right yet. And Zawacki was out there as well. Blue Jays will get the ball back. Bringing it up is Lutzky. Schultz on the right wing. Olsen left wing. Looking for the cutter. Oh, there's the nice drive. Puts up the shot too strong. Raiders come down with it. Shadowing her all the way up. Oh, look at the push off. Blue Jays get the ball back. Gets it on the left side. Putting it up. No good. And knocked away by the Blue Jays. Putting it off the board was Teske. But that was a hand to use to push off and no call. That was blatant. Hand to the chest. I mean, that wasn't the forearm. Raiders get it into the forecourt. Shore on the left side. Shore stops. Right side. Rich Richter. Down to Richter. Oh, show. Very nice stop and shoot by Trista Shore. That cuts it to 29-22. 5:49 left. Blue Jay girls. Special JV coverage tonight, varsity game to follow. Down low, and that's going to be the foul on Kaufhamer. Now they say that's the seventh. So I missed one somewhere along the line. I got it at 6. But going to the Aspira Zell free throw line in the second half, 3 for 8, and putting it down nicely, Kautzer. She was 0 for 2 for the Aspira Zell free throw line, so that's 4 for 9 now, and 5 for 10. So 3 for 12 in the first half, 5 for 10 in the second. 31-22, Blue Jay girls are up. Travel, no call. Olsen's playing bump and run, going in, and that ball's knocked away. Trying to go end to end. Olsen puts it off the glass, too strong. Teske, no good. And we got a loose ball foul. And let's see who's going to be on. That's going to be on Teske, her second, team's third. Teske goes out, and checking in is Lonsdorf. Blue Jays up by 9, 5:14 left on the Dragons, Daggers at game's clock. First time out there for Selinger. Lanky player. She's out at the free throw line. Tall, gangly player, all arms and legs right now. There goes Kaufhammer. Oh, she dribbles through, throws it off the glass. That's almost like the Indiana one, only it wasn't backwards, and no foul was called. Lonsdorf out there for her ball handling skills. Spins, downs low. Kaufhammer, yes! I should say Kautzer, and she's got 4 here in the second half. 33-22 Blue Jays. JV action right here on WJMT, WJMTFM.com. And Teske slaps at it. Third personal, fourth team foul. Checking in right now for her is Wykes. She's playing aggressive defense out there. Blue Jays in the bonus. Only committed 4 fouls themselves. Decker down low, tries to throw it down to Shore, and Shore loses it in the paint. Wykes will be bringing it in. Blue Jays up by 11, 33-22. 4:15 left. Remember, varsity action to follow after our second American pregame show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. Nice throw down low to Kautzer, and then stepping on the end line is Shore. She looks frustrated. Now coming in again is Semrau. So the Raiders, strong performance tonight, running baseline right to left in. Lonsdorf for 3, too high off the glass. Getting it up off her foot is Semrau. Rebound came down to Bull. Semrau drives in, gets it to Shore. Shore drives, oh, that hurt. She went down hard. It's gonna be a two, okay, let's see where the foul is. Double dribble beforehand. No foul called, but she paid for that double dribble. She went down hard. 3:49 left. Dragons, Daggers, and games clock. There was a walk, and Olsen knew it. She puts her hand on her forehead. She ain't checking her temperature. The Blue Jays have an 11-point lead. 3:40 left. Down low. Nice give and go. Putting it up and down nicely. Getting 10 points now. That was Semrau, and that cuts it to 33-24. 3:29 left. Oh, Olsen gets away with a carry. Oh, they say it was tipped. And up, that's going in the backcourt. They'll just let it go out of bounds. Schultz couldn't get to it on the far side. Timeout called by the Blue Jays. We'll take one as well. Blue Jays up by 9, 3:20 left in JV coverage. You're listening to WJMT and WJMTFM.com. And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Blue Jays are up by 9 with 3:20 left. Raiders have three timeouts left. Blue Jays have two. Olsen is out there with Kautzer, Lonsdorf, Schultz, and Wikes. Raiders inbounded. Richter has it knocked away, gets it to Semrau. Semrau out at the volleyball line. Spins, drives in, kicks it out. Three on the right side, no good. Coming down with it is Shore. That was Richter. Shut off on the left side by Lonsdorf, and now pass too long and not able to get on to, held onto it was Jocelyn Schellinger. And so the Blue Jays get it back with 2:57 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock in the first half. I should say in the game. Wikes gets it on the right side. Ooh, losing it momentarily was Olsen. Gets it to Schultz. Schultz back to Olsen. Olsen on the floor, and the Raiders pick it up. That was the give and go, and Olsen just couldn't hold it. There's the lead pass down to Semrau. Semrau kicks it out, driving down low. Semrau off the glass, too strong. Coming down with the rebound, and that's a backcourt foul. And that'll be on Shore. And that'll be the eighth Medford foul. And going to the Aspirus Health free throw line. And this will be Schultz shooting. And Schultz misses the first. So getting the rebound back is Lonsdorf. We got a jump ball call. Checking in Blue Jays will be inbounding it. Now they're all standing at the top of the three-point circle. Oh, the clock was wrong. I should say the scoreboard was wrong. Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock is right. Blue Jays did not get the ball. They missed one there. Shore, deep right, dribbling left. It has it knocked away by Lutzky. Lutzky with the quick hands out there. Kaufhamer, she's got shoulder on her. Nice, oh boy, was that a screen set high by Radcliffe. In the lane, putting it off, no good. Radcliffe gets it back, gets it out to Kaufhamer. And there is a foul on Schultz. Second personal, fifth team foul for the Blue Jays. 1:49 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Blue Jay girls and JV action right here on WJMT, WJMTFM.com. Varsity to follow in the lane and putting it down nicely. Radcliffe, that cuts it to 33-26. Bringing the ball up on the right side, Schultz. Schultz stops, shoots, no good off the rim. Coming down with the rebound is Richter. Richter to Kaufhamer, down low. There goes Semrau. She's got 10, kicks it out. Kaufhamer puts up the three, no good off the rim. Lonsdorf gets the ball and then tries to throw it off. Medford coaches just say, hey, look, she threw it off and she was standing out of bounds. Referee's going to disagree on this one, but he wins. I still argue with him because I were one. Blue Jays up by 7 with minute 16 left on JV coverage right here. Down there goes Kaufhamer, or Richter again. And trying to get out is Schultz. And she's ridden down hard in front of the Raider bench, and let's see who the foul is going to be on. It'll be the ninth foul, so it'll be 1-1, and the foul will be on as checking back in, and checking in for the first time is Kamalau. Checking back in is Reed, and the foul is on, they say Shores first, but I've got that now as two. And Ava Schult puts down the first from the Aspirus Health free throw line, 1-for-3. Checking in right now again for the Blue Jays is Cohn-Horst. 34-26, 107 left. Schult 1-for-3 from the Aspirus Health free throw line. No good, 1-for-4. Kampfhamer comes down with it. She's trying to dribble through. She's going end to end. Too strong off the glass, no good. And they're going to call her for the foul in the backcourt. She's frustrated. And that'll be the 10th foul. And going down to shoot two for the Blue Jays with 55.1 on the Daggers and Games clock is Schult. 1-for-4 thus far, but she's shooting two. First one, no good. 1-for-5. Six for 14 for the Blue Jays second half to go with 3-for-12 from the first half. And she misses the second. So 1-for-6. 52 seconds left. Kampfhamer gets it to Richter. Richter outside. Back to Reed out front. And there's another shot by Richter. No good. She gets it, misses the rebound. Kampfhamer puts it up, blocked by Schult. And coming down with the rebound for the Blue Jays out there is Osnes. Down in the left side, eschewing the three there was Cohn-Horst. Right side, Schult, 10 seconds left. Blue Jays have this one in hand, 34-26. Osnes back to Schult, 2 seconds left. She's trying to dribble it away, and that's going to be it. And our final is 34-26. We will keep it right here for the Incredible Bank postgame show, brought to you by the Incredible Bank here in Merrill. 1 3-pointer in the second half for Lonsdorf. She had 4, 3-for-1-for-2 from the Aspirus Health free throw line. 4 overall for Lutzky. Olsen with a bucket in the second half, 6 overall. A bucket in the second half, 1-for-3 from the free throw line, 3. Brooklyn Teske, 4 overall. 1-for-6 from the Aspirus Health free throw line, 3 overall for Schult. 1 2-pointer and 2-for-2 for the free throw line, 4 for Kautzer and 4 for Amelise. For the Raiders in the second half, Richter had 2 buckets, 4 points overall. 1 bucket overall for Bull, 0-for-2. And they're starting the 15-minute clock for the varsity game. A 2-pointer for Kampfhauer and a 2-pointer for Radcliffe in the second half. They each had 2 in the game. And a bucket and 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 4 for Shore. She had 6. A bucket, 2, and 10 leading scorer, Semrau. And with a final score there of 26, I'm double-checking, and that's it. So we're going to call it a game. We're going to be back with our pregame show for the varsity after this. You've been listening to Blue Jay Girls JV Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.